Have some of the Lebanese become blind to reason, or is hatred their only guide? Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. If we assume that statements from some Lebanese leaders, including prominent party heads with parliamentary blocs, about the occupying army's supposed control over border areas in South Lebanon, are not sourced from resistance media, which reported that the occupying forces failed to capture any border villages and only managed brief incursions, swiftly repelled by resistance strikes, then these politicians must be following the occupying entity's media to gather their information, as we don't dare think that they are getting this information through other means of communication with the occupiers. When a Lebanese party leader claims that the occupying forces control a 200 square kilometer area along the border, it implies, at a minimum, a stretch 2 kilometers wide and 100 kilometers long, given that no one could realistically claim control extending more than 2 kilometers deep over a 20 to 40 kilometer stretch. Such claims are easy to debunk, even with a simple visual check. Just yesterday, the occupying entity's television and press outlets broadcast images and details about the resistance M80 rockets, explosive missiles that release 4,000 heavy steel balls with a range limited to 3 kilometers, designed to target enemy troop concentrations at the front line. The occupying entity's media reported that these rockets are launched directly from the borderline, striking settlements on the border from multiple locations spanning from Nakura to the Sheba farms. This report reaffirms the resistance assertions of full control over the forward positions along the border. It makes claims of the occupation control, whether voiced by Israeli or Lebanese officials, outright lies. If the occupying media labels such claims as failed attempts to win the war with statements after failing on the battlefield, what fitting description should be assigned to Lebanese officials who joined these campaigns? Is it possible to believe that these Lebanese officials failed to verify the facts before making these statements? And now that the falsity of these claims has been exposed, will they apologize for spreading false information that aids the enemy in wartime? Out of respect for the law, even if no one is enforcing it,